Chinese authorities have traced a new deadly virus back to this seafood market in the city of Wuhan.
China says the number of people infected by a mysterious respiratory virus has more than tripled over the weekend.
Now to growing concerns about the deadly coronavirus officially hitting the U.S. Here's what we know. A Washington state resident fell ill after returning from Wuhan, China, where
the spread of the coronavirus. The World Health Organization says the risk of the virus expanding worldwide is now classified as very high. And there are new cases of the disease here in the United States.
Breaking news this Thursday night, the coronavirus now declared a global health emergency.
U.S. President Donald Trump said on Twitter Wednesday he would sign an executive order issuing a temporary suspension of immigration into the United States.
So obviously, the coronavirus is a worldwide problem, but why can't doctors stop it?
Honestly, I don't even know. Positive cases have been going through the roof and there's nothing we can do.
Yeah, there were 3.5 million cases worldwide and over 250,000 deaths. I mean, today alone, there already has been over 80,000 cases and it's only 12 o'clock.
Wow, that's crazy. But what makes coronavirus different from the regular flu or pneumonia?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Well, let's start with this more simple and basic question.
Alright.
Well, what even is the coronavirus?
I'm no scientist, but from what I know, the coronavirus is a disease that can be spread from person to person. It basically fills your lungs with some kind of liquid and makes it so you're not able to breathe.
How long has it been around for?
Well, there are actually multiple types of coronavirus. COVID-19 is the kind that is affecting everyone right now. That came out in late December of 2019, but the coronavirus itself has been around for a very long time.
People were comparing COVID to the Spanish flu of 1918, and others say that this virus is similar to Ebola. Do you even think there were viruses that were similar to this?
I think that COVID side effects are very similar to pneumonia and the flu, but at the same time, they are very different.
Yes. They have similar symptoms to the flu, yet the outcome is very different. Death is the outcome for many.
See, what's confusing is that it took doctors around 5.5, maybe 6 months, to create an influenza or the flu vaccine. But it's been almost 6 months now, and doctors still have nothing. With such similar viruses, what can possibly make them so different?
Yeah, see, I think this is what separates corona from like the flu or other viruses. With corona, it spreads so easily and with a crazy speed. People can easily catch the corona, and that is what separates it from like the other diseases.
Yeah, that sounds right. But there's so much confusion with this disease that it took 3 months just to figure out how it spreads. The origination is a confusing mess because China won't share any information and no one knows how to stop it.
Yeah, there are many theories on how this virus started, and it's not helping that China won't tell us anything.
Well, we know it started in Wuhan, and there are a bunch of theories on how the virus came to be. I'm pretty sure it is that there was an infected bat that started all this, but I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure it was a bat because they carry so many diseases, and it's crazy how, because Ebola started with a bat too.
Wait, actually?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Humans really need to stay away from bats. They cause so many problems.
Bats weren't even supposed to be there, though. It all happened at a seafood market. They were selling, like, deers, beavers, snakes, raccoons, like, other animals that we wouldn't normally eat in the U.S.
Ew, bro, why did they even eat that stuff? Those are disgusting animals.
I'm pretty sure it's actually illegal to sell those animals there. It's like selling drugs in the U.S., basically.
That's literally pointless, dude. It's illegal and they're disgusting, and plus they're full of diseases.
How it started was a person selling the bats got a diseased one, and that spread to a civet cat, which is an illegal but high-class eaten animal in China. And the person illegally bought that cat, and then ate it. So that's how scientists believe it started.
There's a rumor that it started in a lab, not from animals. I don't know, I mean, it's kind of suspicious that only Wuhan had it and no other areas in China got it. It's just the Wuhan and how it spread, like, wildfire in all other countries. It's kind of suspicious, but anything can happen.
I mean, well, it's possible. Anything's possible at this point. However, the bats actually carry the virus, so that would sound a lot better. I mean, it would make more sense, but I could be wrong.
Also, 27 out of the first 30 people to get the coronavirus either worked for or was in contact with the animal market.
Yeah, so it definitely makes more sense if the virus was from there.
It's kind of frustrating how the Chinese government is saying how they don't know anything about the illegal sale of animals and how they're not helping with it.
I mean, China is a communist country, and they have control of their media, so, I mean, they could be doing this and hiding it from us.
It just would have been pretty nice if they had taken some precautionary measures.
Yeah, like Dr. Li Wenliang from China tried to warn us early about the virus, but he was quickly shut up, you know. Sure enough, soon after, he died from COVID.
Just to clarify, I'm not blaming the virus on the Chinese or saying it's their fault.
Yeah, neither am I.
I just think they could have been a little bit more helpful in the process of stopping the spread of the virus.
I agree.
For example, after the virus had started and there's already a problem, they still threw a Chinese New Year festival with millions of people. I get that it was a big holiday for them and they wanted to celebrate. Maybe since there was an awful virus going around that country, maybe they should have just celebrated within their families.
I mean, they could have still celebrated and not spread the virus.
The day before the new year, January 24th, there was 265 cases. On January 26th, the day after the new year, there was 2,589 cases. Like, what?
Yeah, that celebration was not a good idea. It was a really bad one.
I know, right? Right then and there, everything should have been shut down and quarantine should have started.
Yeah, 100%. There should have been precautionaries taken. Airports should have been shut down as well.
I completely agree. Airplanes are a small, compact space. People who were leaving China with the virus spread it to everyone else in the plane. Then when they got off and take an Uber or rent a car to their destination, everyone who gets in that car will get sick. Then whoever they see gets sick, and it spreads like an exponential function.
Planes, cruises, cars, trains, all forms of transportation except personal cars should have been banned. To conclude, the coronavirus is a very deadly disease, not only because the virus itself is so dangerous, but how little we know about the virus is scary. It's dangerous.
Yeah, see you guys.
This has been a Nightly Chronicles production.